Well, I've been praying about this all week, and I just wanted to testify to you all what the Lord has done in my life in the last 3 months, and also just this week at Bible school, and just realizing the unworthiness that I have before the Lord, and just share with you some of the things that the Lord has taught me that I think that we as young people lack a great deal in. And that is the issue, the subject of submission to authority. I've, throughout the last 3 months of this summer, have went through a lot of rebellion in my heart towards my parents, and just not wanting to submit to the simple things of life, and just, you know, being willing to stay home a little bit later from work and be able to do family devotions with the family, and just to be able to spend that time with the family, that it makes a huge difference to your younger siblings. I have a lot of younger siblings at home that watch my every move, and as I'm sure many of you do. And I guess really want to emphasize on the thought that what the command is in the scripture, that we are to obey our parents. We were pretty familiar, I think, with that verse. It says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord." That's a definite command in the scripture, that we are to obey our parents. But not just our parents. It goes way deeper than that. It goes to the principals that are here. It goes to your boss at work, or your mom and dad at home, or your older siblings that may be right up close to the same age as you. The Lord really asks us to be in submission to those that are over us, and to submit to one another in love. And I just have a real burden on my heart, I guess, as I've seen in my life where I've really not done this well at all. And the Lord has really been convicting me this week and over the last few months that I really need to submit myself to those many little hard things in life that we face that are very hard to submit ourselves to our parents or to whoever it may be that the Lord puts in authority. I just, you know, just rises up within me. I just don't want to submit because I just don't think that way is the best way, or I think that I want to just have something in me that I want to do of myself and not what I've been asked to do. And it can be the simplest little things of just, you know, washing dishes and helping with the cleanups or whatever it may be. Because I think I've been working, I've been gone from home all day or whatever. I come home, it don't seem like I should have to wash dishes when I get home. But those are the things that, you know, those make a huge difference in my life. I'm willing to submit those things to the Lord and really do those things. And you may all not have parents that are loving and kind to you when you get home, or when you, throughout the day, when you're working at the house or whatever it may be. But if you can submit to them and just submit your heart to them in a full way, I would just encourage you all as you go home to just try it for a week when you get home. Just submit to your parents in everything that you do and everything that they ask you to do in a real open heart way, and just try it out. Just see how it works. See how it will change your parents' lives or your boss's life at work. Maybe you don't have parents that you're living with right now. Just go to your boss and submit to him. And if you find that you're not submitting, just ask his apology for not being willing to submit to him, or your mom at home, or whoever it is. I just really want to say that I have found that a great joy in the last few months just submitting to authority, and what a joy that can be in my heart. And it just totally changed my whole walk with the Lord and my whole relationship with my family, just being able to submit to authority. And I still don't have it down at all, but the Lord has really been dealing with that me this week, and just realizing how important that is in my life. Thank you all.
I just want to say that years ago we had an opportunity to visit Pennsylvania, and I think it was this church that it was, I believe, the Sunday after Bible school, and I remember seeing all the youth getting up and giving their testimonies, and I remember thinking, like, I would never do that because I just thought it was so embarrassing, and I felt so bad for them. But the Lord really blessed me in this week. He convicted me about my foolishness and so many areas I need to work on, and I realized that it's a lot easier to be a Christian here at Bible school than out in the world, and especially at home. And I was really blessed and by all the teachings, and it just, I feel like I almost wanted to just stop hearing them and just to be able to apply them. And I was really encouraged, especially at prayer time and hearing testimonies of other people. And I pray that God would help me and everybody here just to be able to apply everything that we learned.
A greeting of Christy love to all of you. My name is Jason Hallbager. I grew up in Kentucky, but I'm living here in Ephrata now. And there was several things in my heart that I felt God wanted me to share. One is how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That was through my own rebellion. I was a very rebellious person and rebelled against my parents a lot. And God used that to break my heart at the end. I finally had to face myself and admit that I knew I was not saved and I did not have the confidence that I would go to heaven. I had never really accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. So God just totally broke my heart and I gave up completely to Him. Where I grew up, the new birth was not just very clearly explained. So I did not really understand what was happening. But I knew that for the first time in my life, I had total peace and I was resting in the arms of Jesus Christ. I just felt like anything that God wanted me to do, I was willing to do that. And since assurance of salvation was not stressed, after several months I lost that assurance of salvation. I became very, very discouraged. I lost that peace. And it was during that time that I moved up here to Ephrata. And I was really struggling and crying out in my heart that God would give me just faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that had saved me. And I spent several weeks like that, just wishing that God would just give me the faith. And then one forenoon, Brother Rick Leiby had a message on salvation. And he quoted the verse in Romans 10 there, that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved. And I knew that I had done that, and in that moment, God revealed to me that I was not living, that it was not His will, that He would just give me faith so that I could just hold the faith. I realized that the faith was here, and that I had to grasp that faith and believe in Him. And with His help, that is what I did, and I was blessed that I received that assurance of salvation again. I've had times of doubt since that, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just rest in His arms. And I just also want to thank everybody for their, just the principals and everyone for their work here. I was very, very challenged and just want to renew my commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to spend my life working for Him. I just dedicate my life to Him, and may my life just be poured out for Him. So God bless you all.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Catherine Hoover, and I live about 45 minutes away from here in the Myerstown area. I attend Harmony Christian Fellowship. I just was feeling a little bit ashamed, but I guess last year when they had asked people to come up and share, I was thinking, oh, good, I get out of it. Nobody asked me. And then one of my friends got up here this morning, and I was like, wow, she's brave. And she comes, sits down, and looks at me, and she's like, it's your turn. I'm like, oh, no, not me. But truly, I want to thank the Lord for what He has done in my life. this week has been a tremendous blessing to me. Lord has spoke to me in many areas, one area was just having faith in Him. Sometimes I just begin to worry, and worry doesn't help anything. And just having a strong faith in the Lord and just just trusting in Him and knowing that He is here for my good and that He will carry me through whatever comes my way. also, just the evening messages just on sin. Just a little sin can grow. And I guess sometimes, you know, how things come along in life and you think, oh, well, it's just a little sin. Or that's just a little, it's just a little thing. It won't, you know, I can do it, or you know, it won't matter. But I was just really challenged, you know, just keeping myself pure before God and, yeah, not letting any sin, even if it's a little sin, get into my life. So I just want to thank the Lord for, yeah, just being here for me and just carrying me through life. Lord bless you all.
Hello, my name is William Buerlin. I just like to thank the Lord for saving my soul, and I just guess I'll just share a little bit about it. I'd been resisting God for probably a couple of years, and Thursday evening I responded to the altar call. But something wasn't, I wasn't clear, and partly I wasn't quite ready to take the step of faith. And then last evening, I responded again, and I gave everything to God, and took that step of faith. So I'd like to encourage anyone here that's just waiting, or isn't willing to give up their whole life, to just give everything to Jesus. It's worth it.
My friend, she said, you gonna share testimony? I said, no way. But I felt the Lord telling me, you know, are you ashamed of me? And asking, are you, you know, I deserve all your praise. And so I felt really convicted that I should share. So I just want to say that I grew up in a church where it was all about doctrine and theology and everything. And I didn't get half the message and half the sermon. It was just like, I was just kind of, I'd catch myself thinking, like, when is this going to be over? Because I just didn't get it. And so these messages have really blessed me. They're so full, and I just felt I could really hear the Lord speaking through them, through these messages. And I never really heard that much before. And, I mean, yeah, but it wasn't as, and it's just been such a blessing to me. And they're very powerful messages, and I was so blessed. And I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and for giving me an opportunity to come down to Pennsylvania and move here and thus be able to go here. And I just want to praise Him for that.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I'm Jonathan Brown. I'm from Denver, around here. The young man that was just up here, he just got born again. God's taught me a lot of things this week, but one thing that I really learned was that prayer changes things. We prayed for him for a long time, and God answered. Thank you.
My name is Melinda Duick, and I'm from Arbor, Manitoba. I just want to say I've been very blessed this week. It turned out to be a far greater blessing than I had thought it would be. And I just was, one thing that really touched me this week was just thinking again that God is faithful, and realizing it again, even if I knew it, that He is faithful, His word has never failed. And just that was such a blessing again, that I can trust Him fully for what He has done, and He will always lead, and I don't have to worry about the future. God bless you.
Good afternoon. My name is Peter Mershon. I'm from Auburn, Alabama. And I just want to glorify God in my spirit and my body, which belong unto Him, and throughout the year, or something that really ministered to me at Bible school is something that Dean Taylor said, you know, about not making our lives, not conforming the Word of God to our lives, but conforming our lives to the Word of God. And I just want the Word of God to continue to be the testimony of my life. And I'd just like to share some scriptures, or just a little bit out of Psalm 40, which the Lord's really been laying on my heart this past couple of months. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are Thy wonderful works which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Especially here in verse 6 through 8, it says, Sacrifice and offering Thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast Thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast Thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. And in the last verse it says, But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. I just want to testify to the grace of God in my life, that as I've waited upon Him throughout this year, there's been many troubling things that have arisen, and many questions that I've had to just seek the Lord about, and in the secret of my heart. But I know He's been faithful to me, to keep me and to direct me. And one thing is the area of a yielded will to the Lord. And I just sense this growing in my heart. It's a delight to do God's will. It's joy. It's rejoicing just to keep the Lord's commandments. And I just want to do His will from my heart, whatever that may be for my life. And there's none beside Him. Amen.
Hello, my name is Rithi Schoner. I come from Myerstown. It's about 35 minutes from here, something like that. Originally, though, 3 months ago we moved, and so originally I'm from Amity Harbor in Long Island, New York. And I just wanted to say it is such a blessing to get to go to Bible school. I mean, back where we came from a pretty bad situation. My father did some pretty bad things to my older sister, and it was just a horrible situation, and we had to actually get out of there. One day we loaded up our van and just came, we tried to come down here, but we were stopped, and we had to go through CPS, and it was just horrible. But it's such a blessing. I mean, we were not allowed to hear anything from charity or any of these type of churches. Christian ministries type things we were not allowed to have, and it was just really hard because my sister was up here and she said how our church was all about doctrine, and it was just so hard, you know, the importance of doctrine. And but Bible school has been such a blessing to me. I was able to confess some things I didn't even know that were sins in my life until I came to Bible school, and it's just been such a blessing. And we all have such a privilege to be able to hear and learn about these things and just grow in God, and it's just so great. Yeah, thanks.
I had some expectations when I came here. My name is Bruce Reimer from Ontario, Canada. And yeah, these expectations, they're met. I wanted to grow, and the Lord just provided. If you have an open heart to learn, He just fills what your desires. It's like I forget who said about the definition of what your heart desires, or where your heart is, your treasure is. Your desires just opened my mind. Like whatever you want with a passion, that's where your heart is actually. So if that just opened my mind really big. And another thing that the Lord opened to me is how great He really is. He just, to me, He looks like I just stepped down a 24-foot ladder. Like, He just got so much greater. Just praise the Lord that He helped me to magnify Him. It's like, and so I just, then you just got another, just a way of surrendering everything. You have to continually do it, and it's just a joy to serve the Lord. Thank you.
My name's Tavio Martin. I just want to thank God for what He did for my life this week. I came to Bible school wanting God to do work in my life. There were some things I knew that was there. And the middle of the week, I was thinking, why ain't I seeing sin really as it is? And I just cried out to God that He would show me. And on Thursday night, I prayed with somebody and really repented of some bitterness in my heart towards some people and that I couldn't even face hardly, and God just delivered me from that, and I'm so thankful for His mercy and His love to me.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm David Cooper from here at Stevens. I go to church here, and I know I came to Bible school this week wanting God to just worked my life in the area of walking out my Christian life, and it seems like I had so many things right in my mind, all right theology, and knew what to do. But when I came to walking it out, it seemed I was so weak and failed so often. And then it seems like all three of the messages by David Jansen and Dean Taylor and John D. Martin all applied very well in the faith we have and what would Jesus do, and the perspective, how they just all seem to work, flow together so well, and how to walk out our lives, and with the perspective and the faith behind it, and what to do. So, I want to go forth and walk out my Christian life with fear and trembling, and what the Bible says. And I guess one thing that I know helps me to walk out is if I see things through the eyes of God and through eternity. And I've had it before, and I know that's a blessing, and it seems that things this world grow strangely dim, and that's the way I want to walk my life. God bless you all.
Hi, my name is Leona Weens. I came here to Bible school. I wasn't sure what to expect when I came, I kind of had walls in my heart that were went up. I wasn't sure what to share in my prayer group. I wasn't sure what to share with some of the sisters here. And I was beginning to see some of the youth here, how they were responding to the authority they were under. And it made my heart, I was very burdened by it. And I know God says not to look unto other people. And so the Lord spoke to me and told me, Leona, you have to look to yourself. And I just want to share with you what I wrote when I what I wrote in the application form. And so, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalms 19:27. In my growing up years before I became born again, my view of everyday issues were from a worldly perspective. The music I listened to was country and gospel mixed in with that. Everything I did was to bring me glory and not my Heavenly Father. My parents did not approve of the things I did. I became rebellious and had a hatred for the way my parents treated me. I believe it was the providence of God that my last 4 years of school were spent at home doing homeschooling. The influence of my friends and the friends that I had at school disappeared. My relationship with my mom became all the more sweeter. I am very thankful for her influence in my life, that she could be an instrument from God for me to become a Christian. The Lord has brought me from darkness to light. Entertainment has no hold on me. The music I listen to, the clothes I wear, are all in vain if Jesus is not there in the center. The Lord gave me a clear conscience from all the sins I had done and am free. I now enjoy fellowship with the saints, Bible study, singing, and anything that brings my Heavenly Father glory. My response to those in authority over me, whether my Heavenly Father, parents, brotherhood, or government, is to submit myself under them with a love and a joy that can come only from Jesus. Now, I just want to ask for your forgiveness, because what I did share in here, that I was free from sin, is not true. It was not true. And the Lord has been really speaking to me this past week, and he's brought me down to my knees again. I used to have, when I first became born again, I used to have a very sensitive heart towards sin. And over the past years, it must have started with my thought life. And then from my thought life, I was compromising. And from compromising, I was sinning. And the Lord has been very, very wonderful to me here this past week, and I'm very thankful that he has been able to come through to me again. And now I can say with Titus 2:11-14, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Well, I'm very thankful to be here. I think this has been one of the best Bible schools I've been to in quite a while. My name is Ryan Grice. I'm from Griswold, Iowa. This summer, the Lord has seen fit to bring me through a lot of things, and I'm very thankful for the lessons He's taught me. He's taken me through some hard circumstances and through a lot of disappointments and hardships and things like that this year. And so when I came, I wasn't necessarily feeling discouraged, but I just kind of felt worn out. I think you can probably know how that feels as you've gone on in your Christian life, just worn out. And I was thinking in prayer group that I wanted to be a blessing. I wanted to be able to minister to others and things. I wanted to come with that sort of a heart. And so, but then as we began to share in prayer group and things like that, I found that God was moving the brothers there to encourage me. And I would just like to thank everybody that was in my prayer group for the great encouragement that they were to me this week. I don't think you'll fully realize what a blessing you were to me in your words of encouragement and in your prayers. And I'd like to also thank all of the principals, all of the teachers, all of the cooks, everybody behind the scenes that makes all of this go. You don't realize, maybe in a full measure, what it does for us young people, what a good thing it is for us to be able to come here and learn from the Word of God in a safe environment where we know we're going to be taught good things. It means a lot. And I'm very grateful, very, very grateful. And I just ask that you all would pray for me, that as I go home, I can seek to be a blessing and an encouragement, just as I have been ministered to here this week. I want to be able to go home and do the same.
My name is Heidi Good, and I'm from Wisconsin. I just want to testify that God has really challenged me this week in having a faith in Him, and also that the commitments we make in faith, God is going to put to a test. And will we stand? This past July, He really put my faith to a test. I found out July 1st that I had had thyroid cancer, and it was not. The cancer part was not a major thing to me. I actually felt very much at peace about it. But through that, God has taken, and I've had to surrender to Him all my dreams, all my desires. I had great hopes of going back to Ghana this fall on the Sentu team, and even that, God has just had me to lay down. And there's one thing, when I was coming out of surgery, before I even knew that I had cancer, and I was coming to, and I could hear them talking, and going through my mind was the words of the song, "Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow Thee." And I was just thinking about it this morning, and it really challenged me. I have, and I hope all of you, have made commitments to God this week. And let's really take up that cross and follow Him through in all those areas.
Oh my, that's a lot of people. I just real quick want to share my testimony. Kind of starts last year this time. Actually, Sunday of last year, the first Sunday before Bible school, I was talking to Mr. Coleman really late, actually. I think it was about 12 a.m. And we were talking about the day of salvation. And he told me today is that day. Well, I felt a pull in my heart that today was the day. And I asked Jesus to come in my heart and life and save me. And I'm not saying it didn't happen then. I might have planted a seed. But after that, I still had a lot of things going on in my life. I didn't fully surrender. I know I didn't do that. But late February this year, I went to Virginia and spent 3 months there with a family. And at the very end of my time there, it was late May, they had their 3-day tent meeting, revival meetings. At the very last day, the very last preacher, I couldn't say no anymore. I finally responded and fully gave my life to the Lord. I'm not saying that I have given everything that God has told me about. He might not have told me about a lot of things. It's still a big struggle. I have a lot of desires and dreams that I would like to do, which this Bible school has brought up, that don't really seem to go along with what God wants me to do. And last night, I was just laying there thinking, and I believe God finally helped me to give my life over to Him, give all of it over. But I still ask that you guys pray for me. And I do want to thank all of the principals and teachers and everything for all that they did, and just with talking to me, and it's been a very big help. By the way, my name is Marlon Brown. So thank you.
My name is Jewel Stoner, and I'm from Marietta Mennonite Church, from PA. And I've just been challenged and really blessed by Dean Taylor's question, what if Jesus really meant every word that he said, every command, every principle, every rule? And it's just been haunting me. And then I felt like God was saying, yeah, but if look at the other side of it. Look at the result. What if Jesus really meant every promise that he said? And just how much God loves us and how every word that he said is for our good.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony Hurst. And I just want to impress, like I should share part of my testimony. I got born again when I was 13. And had a very clear salvation experience. Didn't struggle with sin for 6 to 8 months. Anyway, and after that experience, I started to, you know, temptations came my way. I started to fall. And I lived in that state for probably about a month, something like that. And I repented of that, got right with God again, and was reading along in my Bible, or else heard it from a preacher, Hebrews 5:12, where it talks about if you sin willfully, you committed an unpardonable sin. And that, for me, for like 2 years, really caused me to struggle with doubt. And I just felt impressed, like I should share, you know, maybe some of you all are struggling with doubt in that area. And I just want to encourage you that through surrender for myself, through surrender mainly, I have come to a place where I know I'm a Christian. I have assurance of salvation. I know if I die today, I'll go to heaven. So, you know, I can't explain all the verses in the Bible, and that's a hard couple verses there, but I felt impressed, you know, maybe there's somebody here. I struggled for 2 years. You know, I didn't really want to share it with people because it was one of those things that I felt, hey, if I am damned, then, you know, there's no hope for me. So I've kind of kept it hidden. I talked to my dad about it and a few other people. But through surrender and simple faith in Jesus Christ, I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm born again. And if any of you are struggling with doubts like that, seek God. Pray about it. Surrender. Jesus is faithful. And something that my dad shared with me over that time is, you know, if the Holy Spirit is driving with you, you're not too far gone. So I don't know, you know, I just felt impressed. Maybe somebody's struggling with those doubts. You know, trust God. He's faithful. I can't explain everything in the Bible, but it's a walk of faith, not feelings. I'd be glad to talk to anybody if they struggle with this. Because like I said, you know, I struggled for like 2 years with doubts. But God is faithful. I know I'm born again today. And I just want to give God glory for that. Thank you.
I knew that would happen. Yeah, oh my, there's lots of people. Well, I just wanted to say God's been working in my, well, actually, my name's Eileen Paul, and I'm from Mineral Wells, West Virginia. And I just wanted to say that God's been working in my heart a great deal, helping me move mountains in my life. One thing he's been touching in my life that I've been too scared to proclaim that he is my God and show my real feelings and full strength of I want to follow him and just trusting him and trusting that he will forgive me of things I've done. And I just wanted to come up here and say praise the Lord for Bible school and to thank all the principals and all those who have gotten and done everything to get this together. And I just bless them and just bless you all. You've been a wonderful testimony to me. And I can't wait till next year. God bless.
Well, my name's Josh Chup, and I'm from Woodward, Iowa. And before I came, I didn't know what it was going to be like and what was before me. And I just gave it to God. And when I got here, God showed me a lot. He showed me that I needed to surrender everything. And I surrendered to him, but I wanted to keep at least a little bit. I want to give everything. And last night, God really showed me last night that I can't be free unless I give everything. It doesn't matter how big it is, how small. And I decided to give everything to him. And he can only let you free if you give him everything. And so I just want to challenge any of you that just have maybe just a little bit. Just give it to him. He'll take care of it. And I also want to thank all the principals and staff members that have put a lot into this, prayed about it, and I just want to thank every one of you. Thanks.
I think we'll take three more after this one.
My name is Wendy Woodburn. I was raised in New York, but we're in the process of moving to Oklahoma right now. And I just want to share what the Lord's been doing in my life. This week, Dean Taylor made a statement that God cannot change what we are pretending to be. And that just really spoke to my heart, and I felt the Lord convicting me that I've been trusting in a false salvation, and I've always struggled with the assurance of my salvation, and so I just felt like the Lord showed me that He couldn't change that in my life. He couldn't help me if I wouldn't admit that I had a problem in my life and I was struggling. And so I just want to thank the Lord that Tuesday night I cried out to the Lord and I asked Him to save me, and I admitted I had to humble myself that I haven't got together, I haven't got God's power in my life, and I've been trying to do it on my own. And so the Lord saved me, and He's taken away my fear and doubts. I just want to thank Him.
Well, that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. My name is Matt Chup, and I am from Amherst, Virginia. I attend Day Spring Christian Fellowship. Basically, the reason why I'm up here is to just give glory to God for what He's done in my life. Shortly after Bible school, about 2 months after Bible school last year, I think I put my faith in a lot of wrong things. And some situations came about that completely shook me up, and I pretty much fell off on the deep end, and I don't know, I completely went bonkers. I pretty much ditched holiness completely. I was just doing what I wanted to do, and that was being miserable and selfish and cruel and just doing a lot of ugly things and being an ugly person. And then about 2 months ago, God miraculously ministered to me and opened my eyes to His love for me. And I just felt like if I couldn't love God back right then and there, I might as well never love God, because if God doesn't love me now, He will never love me. Or in return, if I don't love God now, I will never love Him. And that was just kind of like, whoa, that made it real. I repented of my sin, and I got right with the Lord. I wouldn't say that I completely arrived. There's a lot of issues still in my life that still need to be worked out, but I just want to give God glory for giving me the grace to deal with a lot of different situations, and I just want to bless all of you to seek God. He is completely able to handle your problems, and I believe that if you are willing, He will. That's all.
Hello, my name is Candace Mannion, and I'm from Ohio. And this year at Bible school has been a real blessing to me. The Lord's used messages to convict me of pride and idolatry and rebellion that I didn't know were there, didn't realize was sin. And because the Lord revealed those things to me, then I was able to repent of them and be clear of them. And the best night for me at Bible school was Thursday night, because on Thursday I'd been really struggling with distractions in my thoughts, and I tried to send them away, but they just wouldn't go. They were very strong, and so after the service, I went to the back and I prayed with two young ladies and just gave it all to the Lord. And I want to praise the Lord for His grace to me, because since then He's really just helped me to pay attention and to have victory over those temptations. And He's been so good to me, and I don't deserve it, I know that. And I've just experienced some really specific answers to prayer this year, this week, and the Lord's been showing me more of His love for me as a father and what that really means, and I just want to praise Him for that.
I want to say, bless God that I can be here today. And please pray for me. There are a lot of people. I'm from Howard Searbar from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I've been really looking forward to coming to Bible school for a long time. I was really blessed by one of the messages last year. I used to listen on the phone, and it was... I think it was something about, are you ashamed of Jesus Christ? And I was really blessed by that message. And this week I've been very blessed by all the teachers, the principals, and everybody else. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for all that you have done to get this thing together. And one thing that I've been very blessed with this week and challenged by is Brother David Jansen's message on faith. I just feel like I need more faith. And that I would just pray to God that He would give me faith like Noah had. I was very blessed by the example of Noah there. And And thank you, Brother David Jansen, if you're here, that you were able to share on that subject of faith. I was very blessed and challenged, and I would like to say thank you. And also, Brother Dean Taylor and Brother John D. for subjects you've spoken on. They've been a great blessing to me, and I just want to say thank you, and I've blessed God that He has brought me here this week. I've been very challenged. And Brother Leonard Genther, I was very blessed by your message on Tuesday night about fruit. I mean, I just really need more fruit in my life. So please pray for me, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.